We're back with more of Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North. Our feet are the foundation for practically all of our movement. They help us stand and walk, and they support us while we bend, lift, and reach. But when was the last time you thought about exercising your feet, or even just to think about wiggling your toes? Most of the time, our feet are trapped in footwear, and most of that isn't very comfortable to begin with. And this isn't good news for the 26 bones, 19 muscles, and 3 arches that are in each foot. For this month's Healthy Body Basics, contributor Cynthia Akey joins Audrey Nowakowski to talk about how we can strengthen and stretch our neglected feet.
Cynthia Akey, welcome back to Lake Effect.
Oh, thanks, Audrey. It's good to be back.
So even though it's radio, I am going to let the listeners know I'm taking off my shoes right now because we're talking about feet. And I'm letting my feet be on the floor and let my toes be outside of their shoes. But our feet are generally the foundation for practically all movement that we're doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So forgotten.
Yeah. So, yeah, why are they neglected when it comes to self-care?
I think we just get caught up in, I have to put my shoes on. You know, we're put into shoes at such a young age that we just think that to keep ourselves safe and in order to go for a walk, you need your shoes. But you can very easily, in the safety of your own home, obviously, take off your shoes and wiggle your toes and start to understand how tight your feet are and that they've got a lot of structure to them to actually help you move and ambulate. Yeah, no, it's really, really important to keep them moving.
So let's get into the structure of the feet. How complex are they, you know, when it comes to bones, joint, muscles? We often think there's the bottom of my foot and the top of my foot.
We've got a lot going on in our feet. So there are 26 bones, 33 joints, 19 muscles, and 3 arches to the foot.
See, I didn't know there was 3. I just figured they just referenced the arch of your foot. So here's
right.
One arch. So can you get into that a little
bit? So the arch of the foot, we've got a medial arch that's more on the inner edge of the foot. And then there's actually a lateral arch as well as then a transverse arch. And that's more of an arch that goes across under the ball of the foot going from the big toe to the little toe. So that thinking about like when you think of Gothic structures and getting that dome sensation that you see in those features, that's basically what we have going on in our feet, which is why it's important to learn to train the feet to actually build that arch and actually strengthen the foot.
And would you say we're just training our feet to be confined most of the time?
Most of the time. We don't.
Toddlers are putting shoes. Babies are putting shoes.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, I mean, trying to let kids roam. I mean, I was very fortunate that I grew up across the street from a city swimming pool. So my mom was okay with us. You know, you wear your flip-flops to get across the street. But then, yeah, we were at the pool and, you know, running around at the pool all the time barefoot. So it was probably really good for our feet as growing up. So, or even just being comfortable with your own backyard, having your feet on your grass, as long as that's feeling good for your feet.
Right. So how much sensory awareness do we lose when we're wearing shoes for a majority of our day?
Oh, so much. And even it's just amazing how much we lose that every time I have people in class or even working with them one-on-one, seeing the difference of people are aware of their feet, knowing that they can wiggle their toes, that they actually have the muscles, the intrinsic muscles to actually extend and curl your toes and flex your toes. So when our feet are in our shoes, we don't have that capability, which is why there's definitely a bigger movement going on following people like Katie Bauman, who really recommend trying to find shoes that are a little bit more minimal and very flexible. And, of course, one of her big things is also that flip-flops are not really good for your feet because you're creating this extra gripping action going on with the foot instead of allowing the foot to naturally bend at the ball joint of the foot, so just as the foot rolls forward onto the toes.
One thing that I remember happening in exercise and running trend especially was those five-toed minimalist running shoes. But I haven't seen it really hold tight.
It just has kind of fallen off. Like some people find it, love it, because they can get more sensory awareness of feeling every little thing on the road, on the sidewalk, and getting that true push-off sensation that they can create with the foot so that it's actually better for their running, it's better for their stride. But yeah, and I don't think that it really stuck around too much because people either found it too uncomfortable or it's actually really awkward to try to get your toes into each of those little pockets.
And everyone's toes are different. I mean, they can't mass make shoes for that.
No, no, because I had a pair of them and I have really short toes. So it was just weird because then half of it did not have space for, you know, my toe wasn't in it. So
yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's always important that we find a good supportive shoe for running. You know, there's stores dedicated to fitting you for running shoes.
And especially for walking too. So walking shoes should still have some flexibility, but they have a little bit more cushion for heel because, as we were talking, that we need to maintain a good heel strike when we're walking versus a more mid strike when you're running. So there's definitely a difference in how we approach the ground with our feet to get the maximum push off, which also impacts the muscles up the leg and into the glutes. So we want to make sure that our biggest muscles are actually helping us while we walk.
Now, one thing I'll notice, you know, you and I having done a lot of classes, exercise, like I'd live in my exercise shoes if I could. Like, but here at work or in many people's workplaces, it's often seen like, you know, tennis shoes or walking shoes. It's not work appropriate. And then so we're stuck in these other kinds of shoes that have maybe wedge heels or weird arches or, you know, they're just
right.
Not comfortable. Your feet are not flat with the ground when we're sitting at a desk, things like that. So I'll notice if I'm in a different pair of shoes all day and I change into my running shoes, say later, my foot is protesting. I get cramps.
Yes.
It's like, what are you doing? You know?
Yeah.
So there's probably tons of evidence like our shoes are just not good for us. The majority of shoes that we have to wear.
The majority of shoes out there are, yeah. So, I mean, yes, they look fabulous, but for purpose, the purpose for walking and getting us around, they usually fall a little bit short on that. There are definitely, not to say that there aren't companies out there that are working on that. There's a lot of different options out there. And they're doing some of that science and some of that study to try to find and make better shoes. But it's really, really a challenge to
especially
make that happen.
Especially for women, yeah?
Oh, for sure, for sure.
We're expecting to have to wear heels and
right.
Stylish things. And even our business casual shoes are not as
no,
comfortable
usually,
compared
right.
to what men can wear.
Right. I mean, and then there's ways that you can improve that by adding orthotics and other things to create some support for the arch if you have some of those things. But knowing that you can take some time to stretch your feet and strengthen your feet can make that difference of how your feet are feeling, especially if you're going from wearing high heels, knowing that you're actually shortening the calf of your leg. So those muscles, as they're being with that heel lifted, they're forcing that calf to do more of the work, and the arch of the foot kind of loses some of its action in our stride.
Yeah.
So
when and how can we practice better foot care? Say if we have a desk that's relatively covered or especially obviously if we're at home, you know, what would you recommend?
Absolutely. There's so much you can do. The first thing is always like, and because I am a very short person, my feet do not touch the floor if I'm sitting in almost any chair.
Sure.
So my feet are always tucked up under me. But for everyone else, just having your feet, you know, take your shoes off, take your socks off. If you've got a good rug in your home, just wiggling your toes a little bit, starting to manipulate the foot by curling toes under, curling toes up, and trying to push a little bit more, giving some strength to the foot. You can even do a little bit more manipulation. Some people get a little bit weird about having to handle their own feet, but you can actually do a little bit more manipulation and mobility work specific to the ankle and actually threading your fingers between your toes to loosen up the joints of the foot and actually move that ball of the foot a little bit more. So flexing and pointing the toes back and forth a couple times. And there are lots of different other aids to assist with that, even when it gets into potential injuries, things like plantar fasciitis. There's different treatments to actually review and see what we can do. Rolling the foot, so actually taking a small, sometimes they're little spiky balls or a golf ball, lacrosse ball, tennis ball, something to just help stimulate the nerves within the foot. So just simple rolling of the foot, and I always tell people no more than 2 to 5 minutes on a single foot and just rolling across the arch, up under toes, and actually moving the whole ankle side to side a couple times can actually make a big difference to the foot. So
Right. And we do have some other exercises, too, that you recommend are going
to
be up on our website as well for this month's article. Do you think exercising muscles in our feet takes a bit more concentration and awareness compared to other body exercises we do? Because,
absolutely.
Like you said, people don't even think, like, just wiggle your toes. We're not thinking even that simple thing.
No. So it's really, really, it's a lot about a mind game. It's mindset of, like, it takes more effort, which is good because then that means that we're building things within our mind, within our brain. We're actually working on some of those nerve connections to get those motor connections working for ourselves. So, yes, sometimes it's like, okay, big toe, raise. And okay, now big toe, press down into the ground and let your other toes float up and trying to manipulate between those. So big toe down, big toe up, playing with the rest of the four toes because they kind of tend to move more in a unit versus trying to do individual toes. But if you can get some of the practice in of actually trying to press one toe down at a time, it's awesome.
Well, certainly a good place to start. Cynthia, thank you.
Thank you so much, Audrey. Appreciate it.
Lake Effect contributor Cynthia Akey is a certified yoga instructor, personal trainer, and a wellness coach. She and contributor Lucian Jung produce Healthy Body Basics for Lake Effect. There are exercises as well as a video on how to stretch and strengthen your feet at WUWM.com. But remember, you should always check with your doctor before starting any new health or fitness practice.